Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
So this morning I was listening to one of my favorite artists. Her name's Rory, and she had this little segment of a song she floated out there. And over coffee, I could not stop listening to it. And in this song, she talks about giving up the ghost inside. Right? That voice in your head that says, you're not a good songwriter. Right? Or it talks about the age tightrope, where you're too old and you've missed your chance. Or you're too young, so you're not ready yet. You're an imposter in your own body. It's everything. Everything you fear, kind of rolled up into one entity. The ghost, as she put it. Not unlike Carl Jung's idea of the shadow. It's everything we don't want to be, but fear we are. There's a saying I came across. It said, in every story, there's a hero and a villain, and in your story, you are both. Which is interesting. And you have contained within you everything that will equate to your growth and your success and your happiness. You are your own knight in shining armor. But also within you exists the very fear and the doubt that could cripple that evolution. It could take down all those things that make you beautiful, or at least be detrimental to their evolution. And why I love this particular message, why it felt so beautiful and real, was because it felt to me not a denial that our adversary exists within us, but that it feeds off of the energy that we give it and that we can minimize its control. We can be stronger than those thoughts that attempt to weigh us down, those ideas that try and lessen our self-worth. In the book The Tools by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels, they talk about this, the understanding that fear of being what we don't want to, the ghosts and shadows, it's not just you, but in every single one of us. And that repressing it or pretending it doesn't exist, ignoring it, just allows it to survive underground. It allows it to continuously slip through into every thought, every decision, and every action. But they ask the question, what if we call it out? What if we change the narrative from trying to capture the approval of the audience and instead focus on winning the approval of ourselves? Taking those fears and insecurities, and instead of running from them, staring at them, accepting that they will always be there because we're human. They don't control us, we control them. And according to Stutz and Michaels, that's what inner authority is about. Oh, hey, here are my insecurities right there. I see them. I understand what they are. But guess what? They don't get to drive this ship. Sorry. Every athlete comes face to face with the idea that they might not be good enough. Every creative or entertainer sometime along the way worries they don't have what it takes, right? Students worry about not being smart enough or tough enough. I mean, like I said, one of my favorite artists was literally capturing her experience with doubts about being a good artist, right? We all have that. We all have the shadow.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Or the ghost, or the voice in your head that comes to light every once in a while and suggests that you might not be who you want to be. And so the point is, don't think you're alone in those emerging thoughts. And most importantly, understand that they don't have control over you. They exist. And they always will. As long as we're human, they'll emerge. So don't be ashamed or repress them or hide them. Most importantly, don't doubt yourself. Smile and understand them. You have so much to give to the world. A world that, by the way, is challenging. It will push back, present hardships. Progress is tough, and before you can cope with the external, you have to understand the internal. You have to accept the shadow and reacquire control from that lowly ghost inside. Realize they're not deciders of fate. They're spectators, watching your journey, not mapping it. And when we get that, once we are free of those constraints, we are free to be ourselves and enjoy the ride. Let's talk about fear. One of the most interesting aspects of being human, our fear of touching the stove prevents us from burning our hand. In many ways, it's our greatest protector. But it's also outdated. It can obstruct us from the things that we want most. For thousands and thousands of years, it has kept our species alive. Those who weren't afraid or skeptical of the dark cave or the rustling in the bushes, they probably didn't make it too long back in the day, right? They would have been weeded out. But the thing is, life today is very different than it was back then. We don't have to fear for our life going to get food anymore. The tricky part is that in many ways, our cognitive processes are still the same. We are wired to be afraid. And this can be a problem. Because if these fears limit our ability to grow or live the life that we want to live, then that fear, that primal instinct, can be a barrier. Because the human body will always take the path of least resistance. And for us, that means avoiding the problem. It's just easier, right? If I'm scared of public speaking, it is exponentially easier for me to avoid the problem and not deal with it. I can eliminate the pain and discomfort by simply staying home. But here's the issue with that mentality. Life is too short and too precious to waste. Think about all the opportunities we'd miss if we ran the other way and hid every time we were afraid, if we never pushed ourselves, if we never broke through the barrier of the unknown and sought out more, it would be a tragedy. We'd live a fraction of the life that we're capable of living. So the big question is, how? How do we overcome fear? Well, it turns out the answer is simple. It's just not easy. If you've ever jumped into a freezing cold pool, you'll be able to relate to this. As soon as your body hits the water, you go through extreme discomfort, right? Pins, needles, that quick shock you feel. The only thing on your mind is being out of the pool, being warm. But as time goes by, this changes. Your body acclimates, you adjust. And after 5 minutes, you can get out, you can jump back in, there's no discomfort, you're completely fine. Well, facing our fears follows a very similar pattern. The more we expose ourselves to a certain stimulus, the more comfortable we become. Tim Ferriss references this in the context of going to a crowded place, sprawling out on the floor, lying on your back as people walk by. It's an incredibly difficult and anxiety-inducing thing to do, right? It goes against every instinct we have, but something happens when you get back up. You've taught your brain that there are no negative repercussions, that it's okay. And this pushes the bar a little higher, makes you a little braver, stretches your boundaries a little further, emphasizing the point that to get what we want out of life, to overcome fear, to be better than we were yesterday, we cannot avoid what makes us uncomfortable. Quite the opposite, we need more exposure to it. To destroy your fears, you need to muster up the courage to stare them in the face. And that's tough, right? Our mind tricks us into thinking about worst case scenario. But if you can change your mentality to see not the downside, but the upside, life changes along with it. Now the scariest outcome isn't failure or having to backtrack or being wrong. The scariest outcome is doing nothing. What we eventually learn is that dark, mysterious unknown isn't half as scary as standing still and watching life go by.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.